Welcome to another episode of Quietly Influential, the show exploring leadership lessons for introverts. I'm your host, Gwynne White. As an introvert myself, an enrolled member of Cherokee Nation, and a leadership and empowerment coach who incorporates positive intelligence, quantum human design, and even AI into my work, I'm passionate about helping introverted leaders realize their potential for quiet influence. Today, we'll explore how you can establish credibility and trust as an introvert, understand and connect with different personalities, and balance your energy as a leader, all while leveraging your natural strengths. Introverts like us tend to be thoughtful, observant listeners who enjoy meaningful one-on-one connections. That serves us well in leadership. We're able to truly hear people, build rapport through understanding, and lead by example. Don't underestimate the power of listening. Being fully present and asking thoughtful questions conveys true interest and care. It helps you uncover needs and opportunities. Listening is the foundation of partnership and trust. It's quality over quantity when it comes to connections for us introverts. We thrive off rich conversations that energize us, not superficial small talk. This thoughtful approach also supports clear communication. Take time to prepare your thoughts and reflect on key points you want to convey, whether you're speaking to a large group or chatting with an employee. Written communication can be an effective channel for introverts too. Consider writing emails or documents when you want to carefully compose and share ideas. Now let's talk about working with other personality types. Extroverted colleagues may seem loud, fast-paced, or overwhelming to you, but they often bring contagious enthusiasm. Introvert leaders can admire and even learn from their passion and drive while sticking to our own energetic pattern and pace. You may clash at times with highly analytical people who always need more data before deciding. But remember, they deeply value accuracy, just like you value thoughtful choices and deeper connection. Very social and chatty employees seek to interact through conversation, but you can bond just as well through one-on-one talks focused on their hopes and goals. In every relationship, make the first move to understand the other person. People are complex. Avoid making assumptions based on superficial traits. Get to know what makes them tick. When you take the time to appreciate other perspectives and personalities, you'll earn trust and loyalty. But always seek to balance understanding others with knowing yourself and what makes you tick. As an introvert, you likely need space to recharge your social batteries. Don't burn yourself out trying to adopt extroverted habits. It's unsustainable for us. Build breathing room into your schedule to reflect. Guard time for activities that nourish you, whether it's nature walks, reading, meditation, or connecting with loved ones. Learning to set healthy boundaries may feel uncomfortable at first, but it is one of the most important and self-compassionate skills you will learn life and leadership. This is where leveraging positive intelligence and quantum human design coaching and even AI can help. All provide insights into your unique energy needs and style of influence. For instance, understanding your human design type illuminates your natural patterns. Are you a deep thinker who benefits from time alone to ponder? That's your design at work. Shape your schedule accordingly. Positive intelligence reveals your emotional patterns, like whether you tend to criticize, ruminate, or get impatient. Knowing yourself helps you respond thoughtfully from a sage perspective, not reactively, as a leader. And AI tools can actually help by pointing out unconscious biases and suggest fresh perspectives. Generative language models and machine learning may surprise you, but ultimately, you decide what resonates and what actions to take. The goal of any approach is self-awareness. When you know your needs and talents, you can confidently lead in a way that fits you. Don't feel like you need to conform to expectations. Progress at the pace that works for you. Slow and steady growth is sustainable. Quick results from drastic changes rarely last, and you don't have to be the loudest voice to be heard. Earn respect through integrity, expertise, and genuine care and empathy for your people. That's true influence. The introvert's superpower is the ability to connect deeply, to listen fully, and to move people through patience and leading by example. Own this power. You have so much to offer the world through your own unique gifts. Trust yourself. Be confident in the quiet wisdom you bring to leadership. If this resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out on social media or my website to share your thoughts. And if you enjoyed this episode, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, remember that the world needs your voice, your vision, and your quiet strength.